This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, July 12, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to the Christian Post, Samford University, a top-ranked private Christian university in Birmingham, Alabama, announced on Friday that it will not accept an expected annual $3 million funding allocation from the Alabama Baptist State Convention starting January 1, 2018, after a tense exchange over an LGBT student group. A release from the university founded by Alabama Baptists in 1841 said the decision was made by the institution's Board of Trustees after ongoing discussions between the convention and the trustees. Second today, according to Rolling Out, Aramis Ayala is one of the most powerful people in the state of Florida due to her position as the state attorney. However, Ayala's position did not prevent her from being racially profiled by police officers. While driving in Orlando, Florida, Ayala was pulled over by two white male police officers. In a show of force, both officers approached her vehicle as one stood on the driver's side and the other stood on the passenger side. Ayala had not done anything illegal while driving. When Ayala handed one of the officers her ID, he recognized her as the state attorney. Ayala then began to question the officers as to why they stopped her. While stuttering a bit, the officer claimed that he pulled her over because they ran her license plates, and the plates did not come back registered to anything. The police claimed that he also pulled her over because her windows were too darkly tinted. However, he stated that he did not have a device to measure the tint level. Ayala eventually asked for the officers to give her their business cards, but they wrote down their names instead. Third today, according to Inside Edition, after losing their two young children in a car accident 2 years ago, a North Carolina pastor's wife has given birth to twins this week. On Monday, Gentry Eddings, the pastor at Forest Hills Church, and his wife Hadley welcomed twin boys Isaiah Dobbs and Amos Reed. The twins' middle names are a tribute to the couple's deceased sons, Dobbs and Amos. Stacy Martin, family friend and director of communications at Forest Hill Church, told People magazine, quote, "We are thrilled for Gentry and Hadley and are continually amazed at how God continues to redeem their story. From the tragic loss of their sons, Dobbs and Reed, to the remarkable birth of their twins, Isaiah and Amos, God is creating beauty from ashes." Fourth today, according to The Wrap, Tamron Hall has a new gig. The former Today Show host and MSNBC anchor is co-creating a new daytime talk show at Weinstein TV. Hall will serve as executive producer and host of the currently untitled show, which will blend current events, human interest stories, and in-depth interviews with celebrities and other influencers. It'll be shot in front of a live studio audience and will, quote, "fill the current void in daytime for viewers looking for a blend of heart, humor, and information," according to a statement. Harvey Weinstein also said in a statement, quote, "I've been working towards developing a talk show for a long time, but needed to make sure I did it the right way and with the right person to take the lead. Tamron is far and away that person." Fifth today, according to CBN, President Donald Trump sat down with CBN founder Pat Robertson for an exclusive 700 Club interview at the White House today. The interview comes just after Christian leaders prayed for the president in the Oval Office and as the media firestorm over Russia and the election continues to dominate headlines. The president addressed a wide range of issues from Russian President Vladimir Putin to the North Korean threat as well as the problem of terrorism funding for Middle Eastern countries. Sixth today, according to the Christian Post, the United Methodist Church's highest court has rejected a motion to reconsider its ruling that an openly lesbian's election to the position of bishop violated church law. In an email sent out to the parties involved in the case, Judicial Council Secretary, the Reverend Luann Vu Tron, explained that the ruling was going to stand. Tron wrote, as reported last Friday by the United Methodist News Service, quote, "After careful review and prayerful consideration, the motion to reconsider JCD 1341 of the Western Jurisdiction College of Bishops has been denied." Finally today, according to The Root, Valerie Jarrett, the most trusted woman in former President Barack Obama's cabinet, has signed a book deal. The former White House senior advisor's untitled book is expected to combine personal history and civic advice. Viking said in its announcement, according to the Associated Press, quote, from her work on ensuring equity for women and girls, protecting civil rights, reforming our criminal justice system, and protecting working families, Jared will share lessons about making change and her optimistic vision for what the future holds. It is a story of history, biography, politics, and activism, and will provide ideas about leadership and being a good citizen in the 21st century. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Galatians 5:13 says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.